Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Dividend Investing: Dependable Income to Navigate All Market Environments by Jenny Harrington, is a practical guide to building an investing approach that emphasizes cash flow, resilience, and discipline. Rather than treating dividends as a niche strategy, the book frames them as a core tool for investors who want a steadier experience through different market cycles, including bull runs, recessions, inflationary periods, and rate shocks. Harrington, known publicly for her work as a portfolio manager focused on income-oriented equities, positions dividend investing as both a mindset and a process, combining fundamental business analysis with portfolio construction and risk management. The focus is not simply on finding high yields, but on evaluating the durability of payouts, the quality of the underlying company, and the role a dividend payer should play inside a diversified portfolio. Readers can expect a clear discussion of how dividend income is generated, what can threaten it, and how to use dividend strategies thoughtfully alongside growth and total return goals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, dividend income as a strategy for all seasons. A central theme is that dividends are not only about collecting checks, but about shaping a portfolio that can function across multiple market environments. The book emphasizes how dividend-paying companies can contribute to total return through a combination of income and potential price appreciation, while also offering a psychological and financial anchor when markets become volatile. It explains why cash distributions can matter more when price gains are scarce, such as in sideways markets or downturns, and why reinvestment can amplify compounding when valuations are attractive. The discussion also distinguishes between dividend investing and chasing yield, underscoring that the objective is dependable, repeatable income supported by real business performance. Readers are guided to think in cycles: how changing interest rates influence income assets, how inflation affects companies' ability to maintain purchasing power through earnings growth, and why dividend policies can signal management discipline. The approach encourages investors to set an income goal, match it to risk tolerance, and use dividends as a stabilizing component rather than a single factor screen. Secondly, how to judge dividend quality and sustainability. The book highlights that the most important dividend question is not how large the yield is today, but how reliable it will be tomorrow. It lays out practical ways to evaluate dividend safety by focusing on business fundamentals and payout capacity. Key considerations include profitability, balance sheet strength, free cash flow generation, and how much of earnings or cash flow is being paid out. The book also draws attention to dividend growth, explaining why a moderate yield with consistent raises can be more powerful over time than a high yield that is vulnerable to cuts. It discusses the warning signs investors should monitor, such as shrinking margins, rising leverage, deteriorating competitive position, or dividends funded through borrowing or asset sales rather than ongoing operations. Sector characteristics matter too, because different industries have different capital needs and cash flow patterns. The takeaway is a repeatable checklist mindset. Treat the dividend as a claim on the company's cash engine, assess whether that engine is durable, and avoid relying on a single metric that can be distorted by temporary price drops or unusual accounting. Thirdly, balancing yield, growth, and valuation. A dependable income portfolio still requires careful attention to valuation and growth because overpaying for safety can reduce future returns and buying cheap yield can increase the risk of disappointment. The book explores the trade-offs between higher-yielding stocks that may grow slowly and lower-yielding companies that may raise dividends faster. It encourages readers to separate dividend yield from dividend growth rate and to consider how each contributes to long-term income. Valuation is treated as a risk lever. When a stock is expensive, even a good company can deliver mediocre results if the market later re-rates it. When a stock is out of favor, the yield may look attractive, but the underlying business could be weakening. The book therefore promotes a balanced process that considers the durability of cash flows, the prospects for earnings expansion, and the price paid relative to those prospects. This helps readers frame dividends inside total return thinking and reduces the temptation to build a portfolio that is overly concentrated in the highest yield segments of the market. Fourthly, portfolio construction, diversification, and risk controls. Beyond picking individual stocks, the book stresses how portfolio structure determines whether income remains dependable under stress. It explains why diversification should be intentional, not just a long list of holdings. Concentrating too heavily in a single sector, such as financials, utilities, energy, or real estate, can expose investors to shared shocks like regulatory changes, commodity swings, credit events, or interest rate sensitivity. The book outlines how to think about position sizing, sector caps, and the role of cash or short-duration instruments when markets change. It also addresses the different behaviors of dividend payers, noting that some act defensively while others are more cyclical, and that mixing them can smooth results. Risk is framed as multiple dimensions: dividend cut risk, valuation risk, and liquidity or volatility risk. The message is that a reliable income stream is engineered through balance, ongoing monitoring, and an understanding of how holdings interact. Investors are encouraged to build a portfolio that can absorb inevitable surprises without forcing painful sales at the wrong time. Lastly, practical habits for long-term income investors. The book emphasizes that dividend investing works best when paired with consistent behaviors. It promotes routines like setting clear objectives, tracking income, and developing rules for buying, holding, trimming, or selling. Reinvestment policies receive attention, including when automatic reinvestment supports compounding and when taking cash may be appropriate for retirees or goal-based spending. The book also encourages readers to stay focused on business performance rather than short-term price moves, while still respecting that markets can signal changing fundamentals. Another practical area is expectation management. Dividend strategies can reduce reliance on market timing, but they do not eliminate drawdowns, and not every dividend payer is safe. The book supports continuous learning, including reviewing earnings reports, understanding what drives cash flow, and recognizing how macro factors like inflation and rates filter into company results. Ultimately, the investor is guided to build a repeatable process that reduces emotional decisions, aligns the portfolio with real-life income needs, and treats dividends as a tool for financial stability rather than a quick fix. In conclusion, this book is best suited for individual investors who want a steadier path to building wealth, including retirees seeking cash flow, pre-retirees planning for income replacement, and long-term savers who value discipline over hype. It can also help newer investors who have only experienced growth-led markets understand how to invest when returns are uneven, rates change, or volatility spikes. The main benefit to a reader's life is practical. A well-designed dividend approach can provide a tangible stream of cash that supports goals, reduces the need to sell assets in down markets, and encourages a calmer decision-making process. By emphasizing dividend sustainability, valuation awareness, and portfolio construction, the book pushes readers beyond simplistic yield chasing and toward an income plan built on business strength and risk controls. Compared with many dividend books that focus narrowly on lists of high-yield stocks or generic rules, this one is positioned around navigating all market environments, making it more adaptable. It is worth buying for readers who want a structured framework they can apply, monitor, and refine as markets and personal needs evolve. If you would like to support Jenny Harrington, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.